Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Empire Builder: The Road to a Billion by Adam Coffey is a business growth and leadership guide aimed at entrepreneurs and operators who want to scale a company to very large outcomes. Written from the perspective of a longtime CEO and advisor in private equity-backed environments, the book positions growth as a repeatable process rather than a one-time breakthrough. Coffey emphasizes practical execution across the full lifecycle of building an enterprise, from getting the fundamentals right to preparing for major expansion and eventual exit outcomes. A central promise of the book is a step-by-step roadmap that helps readers move beyond early traction into sustained, profitable scale, with special attention to the tools often used in high-growth service businesses, disciplined operations, strong teams and culture, and strategic deal-making. Private equity and mergers and acquisitions are treated as accessible levers, not mysterious finance, with the goal of giving readers a clearer blueprint for building a bigger, more valuable company. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building the foundation for scalable growth. A recurring idea in Empire Builder is that the fastest path to large scale starts with unglamorous fundamentals. Coffey frames growth as a system that must be designed clear strategy, measurable goals, operational discipline, and financial awareness that supports decision-making. Instead of chasing a single hack, the book encourages readers to define what they sell, who they sell to, and how they deliver consistently, because scale magnifies both strengths and weaknesses. This foundational focus matters most for owners who feel stuck between early success and the next level, where complexity rises and informal management stops working. The book also implies that leadership must evolve with each stage of expansion. What works for a small team can break at larger size unless responsibilities, processes, and accountability are intentionally upgraded. In practical terms, this topic is about creating a business model that can add customers, locations, or service capacity without eroding quality or profitability, by treating the company as an operating engine that can be tuned. Coffey sets up the later tools of acceleration, such as capital partnerships and acquisitions, to work effectively, rather than create chaos. Secondly, financial literacy and profitability is a growth constraint. Coffey stresses that many companies fail to scale not because demand is absent, but because the economics are misunderstood or unmanaged. Empire Builder highlights the need for leaders to become fluent in the financial drivers that determine whether growth is healthy margins, cash flow, and the cost of scaling operations. When leaders do not track the right metrics or fail to understand unit economics, they can expand revenue while quietly destroying value. The book positions financial literacy as a leadership responsibility, not something to outsource entirely to accountants. This topic fits the book's broader goal of giving readers an actionable toolbox because it connects daily operational choices to enterprise value. If a business owner wants to attract private equity interest, pursue acquisitions, or plan an eventual exit, they must be able to explain performance and demonstrate repeatable profitability. Coffey also ties financial clarity to focus, knowing which products, services, or customer segments actually generate strong returns, helps leaders allocate resources and stop pursuing distractions. In the context of a road to a billion, disciplined financial management becomes the guardrail that allows aggressive growth without losing control. Thirdly, private equity as a lever for expansion and professionalization. Empire Builder treats private equity as a practical mechanism that can change the scope of what a company can pursue. Coffey draws on experience in private equity-backed companies to explain why these partnerships can accelerate growth, access to capital, operational expertise, and a playbook for scaling beyond what organic cash flow alone may support. The book does not present private equity as automatically good or bad, but as a tool that requires alignment between owners and investors. A key theme is readiness. Private equity capital works best when a company has a coherent strategy, credible leadership, and a performance story that can be measured and improved. Readers are encouraged to understand what investors look for and how value is created over a whole period through operational improvements, growth initiatives, and sometimes acquisitions. This topic also connects to exit planning because private equity involvement often implies a structured pathway toward a later sale. For founders and CEOs, the benefit is demystification. By framing private equity in operational terms rather than only financial jargon, Coffey helps readers see how to prepare, what to expect, and how to use the relationship to build a larger, more durable enterprise. Fourthly, mergers and acquisitions as a repeatable growth system. A major component of the book's roadmap is the use of mergers and acquisitions to reach scale faster than organic growth alone. Coffey emphasizes that acquisitions are not isolated events, but a capability that can be built sourcing deals, evaluating targets, negotiating terms, and integrating operations so that the combined company becomes stronger. The practical value of this topic is the shift from seeing M&A as a high-risk gamble to treating it as a disciplined process. When done well, acquisitions can expand geography, add customers, strengthen service capacity, or bring in complementary capabilities. But the book also implies that integration is where value is won or lost. Without clear integration plans, aligned culture, and operational discipline, an acquisition can create distraction and underperformance. Coffee positions the leader as the architect of repeatability, establishing criteria for target selection, standardizing integration steps, and ensuring accountability for results after the deal closes. For readers pursuing very large outcomes, this topic provides a plausible bridge between mid-market success and enterprise-level scale, especially in fragmented industries where consolidation can create a stronger platform. Lastly, high-performance culture and leadership that scales with the company. Empire Builder consistently links growth to people and culture, arguing that scale requires more than strategy and capital. Coffee highlights building high-performance cultures that support execution, accountability, and resilience during rapid change. As companies expand through new hires, new locations, or acquisitions, culture can fragment unless leaders define expectations and reinforce them through systems and behavior. This topic centers on the leader's role in shaping an environment where performance is clear, communication is direct, and teams can operate without constant founder involvement. The book frames leadership development as an ongoing requirement because the skills needed at each stage evolve. Early stage improvisation must give way to delegation, process, and measurable outcomes. Culture also intersects with acquisitions, where integrating organizations can fail if values and operating standards are not aligned. For readers who want a billion-dollar outcome, the promise here is durability. A strong culture reduces execution risk, supports customer experience, and helps retain talent through periods of growth and change. By treating culture as an operational asset rather than an abstract slogan, Coffee reinforces the idea that enterprise value is built through repeatable performance-driven behavior. In conclusion, Empire Builder: The Road to a Billion is best suited for entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, and ambitious operators who already understand the basics of running a business but want a clear path to large-scale outcomes. It is particularly relevant for leaders in service businesses and other environments where execution, process, and people management determine whether growth stays profitable. Readers can expect practical value from the book's emphasis on building a repeatable operating system, tighten the foundation, understand financial drivers, and then apply acceleration tools such as private equity partnerships and mergers and acquisitions in a disciplined way. The intellectual benefit is also meaningful. Coffee reframes scaling as a staged journey with different requirements at different levels, which can help leaders diagnose why progress stalls and what must change next. Compared with many business books that focus on inspiration or a single concept, this one stands out for its holistic, operator-oriented positioning. It brings together strategy, culture, finance, and deal-making under one roadmap aimed at enterprise value and eventual exit readiness. For readers who want actionable direction on moving from traction to scale, the book aims to function like a practical playbook rather than a collection of abstract principles. If you would like to support Adam Coffee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.